Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. How you doing out there? Hope you're not taking any helicopter rides in New York City. I don't know why that family rode in that helicopter, to be honest. RIP to those people. But if you saw the day, I was in New York City during that. I was there last weekend. Not a great time to be in New York City. Rainy, cold, gross on the ground. Don't know why you'd want to be in the sky in a helicopter nonetheless. I mean, I'm not victim blaming, obviously, just saying kind of funky. You'd want to take a helicopter ride up there. What are you going to see? It was very like not foggy, just cloudy. There's nothing to see. The Statue of Liberty, please look, Google it, go on TikTok. You'll get the gist. Anyways, I've been doing good. I've been traveling. If you're on Patreon, you know all about what went down last weekend. Join the Patreon if you want to hear about that. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. For $3 a month, you can sponsor a gay. Huh? Be an ally. What else? Upcoming shows. Tonight, I'm in St. Louis at City Winery. So if you're in St. Louis, what the fuck? Come out. Friday night, I'm in Boston at City Winery. I can't stay away from these goddamn places. They're beautiful places. I was in City Winery, Chicago last week. Beautiful place. Kind of a weird place for me to be talking about queefs, if we're being honest. If we're being so honest, I felt like, you know, it's a place that is too sophisticated for the jokes that I'm saying about the diddler. I think I made a joke about Gypsy Rose. There were people in the audience that wanted to hear about the gyps, and I'm autistic for gyps. So I threw those out. But it was a very sophisticated place to be talking about this kind of subject matter. I think I likened it to, at least it's in Chicago. The City Winery in Chicago looks like, you know, you're performing at a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. It's very nice. There should be jazz music playing while I'm talking about Gypsy Rose. Ken! The baby's crying! It's just Ken crying. Ken's just crying in the bathtub. What have I done? St. Louis, Boston, and then a bunch of other shows. I'm always on the road. Check out those on my website, heathershawcomedy.com. Get tickets, bitch. Rate and review this podcast if you'd like. I always see your reviews, and you know what I want is the review. One word, five letters, queef. I don't need anything else from you. I don't need to know your real thoughts on this podcast. If you're leaving a review that says queef, I already know you love it. You know, you're supporting me. You're a real ally. Well, Coachella happened weekend one. I'm entirely too old to be giving a shit. I think the only time I'd wish I'd gone to Coachella was when it was Baychella, when Beyonce headlined it. But even then, I doubt I'd want to actually go in that crowd. And I wasn't aware at the time how fucking legendary that performance was or was going to be. So really, it would have to involve a time travel machine for me to really appreciate Baychella. But I can get the gist watching from home. I love watching Beyonce's Homecoming. When she headlined Coachella, it was like, shut it down. Nothing else needs to happen. I know Gaga's headlining it this year, which is great. But I just can't get into Lady Gaga. I don't know. I think she's a great person and performer. Amazing performer. But her music is just for poppers and anal. I can't get into it. I'm not gay enough. I'm not a gay man. Every gay man I know loves it. And every lesbian I know is like, this isn't boy genius. Put on chapel. But Gaga headlining's a big deal. God, can you imagine how much she's making from this? I can't imagine. But she puts on a fucking hell of a show. So good for her. Who else is there? I don't know. Post Malone, who just looks like Jelly Roll once he loses the weight. You know, once Jelly Roll, he's down, I think, like 100 pounds. And I'm sure he's going to claim it's from sleeping more and eating less. Let's cut the shit. It's Ozempic. Let's be honest. Is Jelly Roll honest about how he's losing the weight? Let's look that up. Jelly Roll, weight loss. I first heard about Jelly Roll when I was performing at Skankfest in Vegas. And everyone's like, we're going to see Jelly Roll. And I was like, all right, fatties. I thought they were just going to get food. He almost lost 200 pounds. Okay, let's see. He's telling today. So he's sharing his weight loss journey from 550 pounds, including the healthy lifestyle changes he made on tour. Boring. Not true. I just I've been killing myself doing that. Sorry. One second. Don't make fun of Jelly Roll losing weight. You're going to die. Excuse me. I just lose my voice. Holy shit. If you watch this on YouTube, you're going to know that I don't edit anything. This is just how it's going to be, folks. I'm crying right now. I tried to snore a Jelly Roll's weight loss, and God has struck me down. God, in his infinite wisdom, has said, shut your whore mouth, you lesbian. Did you hear me almost just die right there? There's no edits on this podcast. I am crying. That wasn't a mouth fart. That was a mouth seizure. Excuse me. I'm going to lose my voice now. Try to snort. God forgive me. Jelly Roll, I'm so sorry. I know you and your fans, all those fentanyl addicts. I'm just kidding. I love Jelly Roll. I love Bunny. People get mad at me for being a mutuals with Bunny. I like her. I know that, you know, some people are not going to 100% be into what you're into. And guess what? That doesn't make them bad people. So I like the spectrum of people. A lot of people hate on people who they assume vote for Trump or are like, you know, Bunny's done some things, but it's fine. Okay, but let's see. What is he really saying how he's losing the pound? He's lost 183 pounds. That is more. That's almost two of me. God damn. Since making lifestyle changes. Can we cut the shit? I love you, Jelly Roll, I think. But can you just say, yeah, I'm taking Ozempic in the ass. I'm jabbing a needle in my stomach and pressing down. This is my weight loss journey. My weight loss journey is calling in my meds. My assistant goes to CVS and picks him up, you know, and then brings him home and stabs me in the stomach. That's my weight loss journey. I think he has a food addiction, but, you know, I almost died making fun of this guy. I'm real scared to keep talking. Let's see. He says he's lost almost 200 pounds thanks to lifestyle changes. He embraced a healthier diet, prioritized nutrition, and involves less alcohol. I just don't believe this. I'm sorry. Now, I will say people that big, it's easy for them to just, like, lose weight, you know? If you change up your diet in any way to a healthier diet, you can shed that weight. But can we cut the shit? But he also seems like someone who would be honest about just using Ozempic. So it's very odd to me. Just once I want a celebrity to be like, I eat Adderall for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I am eating Adderall. I am clear-headed, hungry as shit, and kind of weak. But boy, am I light on my feet. Anyways, Jelly Roll is not even at Coachella. I don't know how we got off on this tangent. It was Post Malone, but when I saw the picture, I thought it was Jelly Roll. Post Malone's there. I never got into his music either. Again, I don't know. I'm not on pills. I don't know. Am I too judgy with music? I know what I like. It's very sad music. I like sad shit. Post Malone's too happy. I mean, Post Malone's for people who love to get barred out. You know, I can't do that. Who else is there? I don't even fucking know. Benson Boone. God, can that guy go away? Listen, I sound like an old person yelling. I know, I really do. But if you're on my side, you're on my side. Does anybody like Benson Boone? I lovingly refer to him as the Imagine Dragons for Gen Z. Okay, he's Imagine Dragons for Gen Z. I made that joke on Instagram. And I'm seeing my joke go around. Pitchfork posted a picture of Benson Boone. Pitchfork roasted Benson Boone on their Instagram. If you go to Pitchfork's Instagram, it's a picture of Benson Boone, and their caption is like, Benson Boone's music is god-awful. Who the fuck invited Benson? I mean, they roast him very hard. And then someone commented, Benson Boone is Imagine Dragons for Gen Z, and I wanted to be like, bitch, that's my fucking joke. You just literally stole my joke from yesterday. But you know what? It's the internet. That's what happens on the internet. That's the price you pay for being on the internet making jokes. Things are going to get stolen and not credited. This is the new world. I'm not going to get that mad. But yeah, Benson Boone, I can't get into his music. It's so bad. Cry, cry. These beautiful things that are gone. Please, I mean, it's like, please stop screeching at me, Benson. What is your real name? Christopher? I don't know, but please stop yelling at me. I don't know. And I've heard that he used to be a swimmer, and that checks out. That man should have never left a pool. Uh-uh. He's been there. I don't like the name Benson Boone. I mean, it sounds like cigarettes my grandma would have smoked in the 70s. You know, it's just not my thing. He's wearing the gay jumpsuit. He might be gay. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not trying to say he's gay for wearing jumpsuits. I heard there were blind items that he's gay. But, you know, blind items, please. Not all of them are real. And I don't have enough evidence on. I haven't studied Benson Boone enough. Because, you know, I got fantastic gaydar when it comes to men. When it comes to women, shitty. But my younger brother's gay, and he's 2 years younger than me, so I have spent my life studying a gay man, looking at their mannerisms, seeing what they like, seeing how they act. I know a gay man when I see one, even a closeted one. It's my superpower. So, you know, if I look at Benson Boone more, like in interviews and stuff, I can probably tell. I don't know. Just looking at pictures of him, I wouldn't have said gay. I would say straight. And an awful, I don't like his music. But, you know, he's riding the high. It's like Shaboozy. Shaboozy's at Coachella. God, who wants to hear that shit? Someone pull me up a double shot of whiskey. It's like, please, dear God. I mean, can we bring Tracy Chapman back? Please. Who is this? Shaboozy looks like he's cosplaying as Tracy Chapman. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Shaboozy and the Blowfish. That's who it is. I mean, Hootie went country. Shaboozy's country. He should join up with Hootie and make it Shaboozy and the Blowfish. It's bad music, guys. Is Gen Z okay? No wonder they're all going conservative. Gen Z is all right-wing conservatives because the music they have is fucking god-awful. I would start being anti-gay if this was the art I was being served. I wouldn't trust a trans person if all I had to listen to was Benson Boone. Golly. You know, Coachella's fine. It's a festival in the desert, in California in April. It's hot. You know, people are doing drugs, not drinking water, camping. You know, what can go wrong? It's a festival that's been overtaken by millionaires and influencers. It's always had celebrities at it, but now it's, you know, it's not even cool anymore. It's just for influencers to, like, fill the void inside their soul. I saw an influencer on TikTok who was setting up his tent for Coachella. You know, most people that are going to Coachella, first of all, it's a $500, I think, daily pass. I think maybe it could be for the weekend it's $500. I highly doubt it. I think it's one day is $500. Because that's how much Benson Boone and Shaboozy are worth to you idiots. You know, normal kids that go out there, they're camping by bringing their car and then they're attaching like a little camper to the trunk and, you know, setting up is in camping kind of normally with a tent and like snacks and booze and ketamine, you know, as you do. But these weird influencers that are cosplaying camping, they're cosplaying being poor. One guy I saw set up on TikTok, he had a tent and he brought like a folding table. He had rugs, he had furniture, he had trinkets on the table. He splayed out a deck of cards for the aesthetic. I don't fucking know. I'm like, this guy's dead inside. This guy is dead inside. He set all this up. He posted the video and now he's sitting on his fucking bed in his tent just looking at all the likes and comments come through because he's dead inside. He doesn't even care about music. Listen to the music he has. It's Shaboozy and Benson Boone. He's dead inside. It's just a bunch of influencers and millionaires, celebrities, you know. Hailey Bieber's, she was at Weekend One rolling her face off, which, hey, if I had to be at Coachella, I'd be on Molly. Just give me a bunch of water and let me go. I'll rip through this shit. I'd have to be on Molly too. But she was chewing her gum. You know, when I did Molly, I don't really remember chewing gum ferociously. But I also, you know, what I liked about Molly is I loved Molly. I think Molly was my favorite drug I ever did. I liked it because it wasn't too long. You know, like acid's like a 12-hour trip. That's a commitment. That's longer than a work. That's a blue collar work shift. If you're signing up to take acid, you're doing a blue collar work shift. I liked Molly because it was 2 hours, you know, 2 hours at most of the effects. You felt fucking amazing, and you really didn't drink on it too much. I remember you're not supposed to drink on it, you know, but I'd have like one drink the whole night. Just take little sips of the vodka water back in my degenerate days. And, you know, I also liked it because I'd never had the, I never woke up feeling like shit. I guess if you had depression or something and you take Molly, you'll wake up and feel absolutely awful, like you want to kill yourself because you've just depleted your brain of dopamine or whatever. But I never really felt that. I kind of woke up feeling great. So that's why I liked it. Maybe if I felt terrible and had anxiety and wanted to off myself, I'd change my tune about Molly. But I love Molly. So I'm all for Hailey Bieber doing Molly. But, like, it was obvious she was on Molly. Chewing her gum faster than Katy Perry went to space and back. You know what I mean? She was... Justin Bieber, he's hanging out at Coachella. That's where he needs to be. You know, someone like him in this day and age and where he's at in life. Yeah, put him at a fucking drug festival in the desert. Let him just stroll around. He's got his pants buckled around his thighs. He put pants down to his thighs. I mean, they're just above his knee and there's a belt on the pants. That's the funniest fucking thing to me. If you look at the I'm sure you've seen the images of Justin Bieber at Coachella. The man is not well. He looks so unhealthy, so, you know, out of it. He's got a belt around his pants, around his knees. It's like he's holding them up to hold his on his thighs. It's crazy. He's got boxers and briefs on. I mean, I don't know what's going on with him. His wife's rolling. You know, who has the baby? Who has the fucking baby? It better not be Bieber's parents. We've seen what they do with children. They sell them to the highest bidder. Better not be with his parents. Can't be with fucking a Baldwin. You're going to leave the baby with a Baldwin? I mean, I don't know which. Steven is Haley's dad, right? Couldn't be Uncle Alec. Uncle Alec's got 17 kids of his own at home. And he's shooting a reality show. He hates his fucking wife. Have you seen clips of that reality show? He hates his fucking wife. God, do they hate each other. I don't understand it. How do you have 7 kids with someone you can't fucking stand? It's unreal. It's absolutely unreal. God, being a celebrity sounds fucking abysmal. Because money cannot buy you happiness. We all know this. It's nice to have stability. But these celebrities don't even have stability. They don't even have stability. Justin Bieber is living in his own personal hell. Crazy. Anyways, Coachella's great, I'm sure. Trixie Mattel is at Coachella. Shout out to that. I can't believe she's in full drag in the desert doing a DJ set. That's great. They even came out with, they are doing like payment plans. This is how bad we are as an economy. I mean, we're clearly in a recession. All you got to do to find out if you're in a recession is ask a stripper or ask a bartender. Those are the two biggest indicators of a recession. So if you know a stripper bartender, or if you are one, let me know. Are we in a recession? Because it feels like we are. But they are doing payment plans for Coachella for, you know, these are broke college kids. So it kind of makes sense. But damn, imagine going into debt for 3 days of, you know, smoking weed and doing ketamine. You got to pay off $500. How much is it? $500 a day or is it $500 for the weekend? How much is Coachella? General admission starts at $539 for weekend one. Okay. So for 3 days, it's $550, let's say. And then VIP is upwards of $1,400, between $1,200 and $1,400. Weekend two starts at $500. Yeah. So, you know, if you want VIP, I don't know what VIP gets you. I wonder what VIP gets you. Do you get to sell drugs to Justin Bieber in VIP? 2 VIP tickets. How much is your entire trip? Oh, here's a Reddit. On average, how much is your entire trip costing you? This is from 3 years ago. So this doesn't even fucking matter because the prices have gone up exponentially. This is when Biden was in office. We can't trust these numbers. Somebody on that Reddit said 2,000. 2,000? Maybe for one day, bitch. In this economy? Holy shit. We're in a recession, right? Is there any strippers listening to this? Can you let me know? And don't be offended that I call you stripper. I know like some of them like exotic dancer, but can we cut the shit? Let's be vintage with it. It's a good name, stripper. That's what you are. It's a good thing. Make money off of sad, dumb men. I support it. Shaboozy and the Blowfish. What else is going on? Well, I talked about Katy Perry briefly. She went to space. It's been insufferable. For 11 minutes, we were Katy Perry free, and it was the freest I've ever felt in life. What an insufferable person. What an absolutely insufferable person. To pretend that that Blue Origin space flight to space, if that was nothing other than, you know, a brand deal for Amazon. I mean, that's what that was. Katy Perry was promoting space tourism for Amazon. And we're all acting like it was this grand idea that she had and came up with and designed the... Katy Perry's acting as if she designed the rocket ship. She recruited the other astronauts. Astronauts is putting it loosely, okay? Look, I love Gayle King and her girlfriend Oprah. Maybe wife at this point. But they didn't even have helmets. It's space tourism. You don't have to be an astronaut to go to space now. Okay? You don't even have to wear a helmet. You just put on a skin-tight suit and you get to ride next to Bezos' girlfriend. It's space tourism. You're not an astronaut anymore. I mean, this is what Bezos is selling us. So Bezos is testing out the space tourism, Blue Origin, and what better way to do that than to get some celebrities, an all-female crew. Look at us. We're Amazon. Big feminists over here. Yeah, we're such feminists, we make our female workers pee in cups instead of taking breaks at the warehouse. Anyways, yeah, it was just Bezos' plan, Amazon's plan to get together some big names. The biggest names they could get. Katy Perry's a great get. I wonder how much they had to pay her. I mean, really, how much did she make off of that? When she came down off of that space shuttle, whatever you fucking want to call it, and got off of that flight and said she felt so much love or some bullshit like that. She's just thinking about how much money she just made in 11 minutes. I want to say it's probably upwards of 20 million, my guess. Do you think there's any data out there? How much did Katy Perry, she did not pay to go to space, make for going to space. She did not pay to go to space. Trust me. They paid her. They charge, Jesus Christ, a ticket on Blue Origin requires a $150,000 deposit, and a seat was auctioned for $28 million in 2021. So, you know, people are paying $28 million for an 11-minute roller coaster ride. She did not pay to go to space. I guarantee you that they paid her. They paid her. They paid Gayle King. Gayle King did not want to go. That is proof that Gayle King did not pay for her motherfucking flight. Gayle King was like, I am doing this for Amazon money. I just have to survive or else Oprah will beat me up. If I don't do this, Oprah is going to take a belt to my ass. I have to be on this flight. Gayle King looked terrified. She did not pay a guy. Gayle King did not pay a ticket on Blue Origin. She was making money. She looked fucking frightened. I would be looking the same way. Gayle King was ringing that bell as she got on the spaceship like, oh my God, I am no... If there is a God out there, please be real. I know my best friend is the literal devil. Oprah is not a good person, people. She's a billionaire who owns all of Hawaii. Wake up! no way that anybody on that flight paid for that seat. That was a complete... Marketing, it was a promotion. It was marketing. It was, you know, we'll pay you to do this and pretend like you signed up to do it. It was cringy. It was embarrassing. Katy Perry coming off. Look, the fact that they even went through with it is very incredible. I would never get on that flight. Never. Nope. I would never do it. I almost think that Jeff Bezos had his girlfriend go on the flight to prove how safe it was to the other women because, you know, for him, it's like, look, even my girlfriend's going on a flight. It's kind of funny because he didn't volunteer himself, right? He's like, well, I'm not 100% sure it's that safe, but it's safe enough for my girlfriend to go up there with you. I'll volunteer her. You know that she had to be thrown onto that ship. No say. You want to be on a yacht this summer, bitch? You're going to get on this spaceship with these other dumb cunts, huh? That's Jeff Bezos to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, her and her face full of fillers. You want all the things that I give you in this life? You want another fucking yacht? You're going to get on that spaceship, bitch. If you don't survive, too bad, baby. You've had a good ride with Daddy Jeff. So I think that's what that aspect was. It was, hey, look, this is so safe. We're going to have an all-female crew. It's so safe. The woman I'm so in love with, Lauren Sanchez, whose face hasn't moved since 1995, I'm in love with her. She's going up with you. Look how safe it is. What about you, Jeff? Why don't you come up with it? No. This is an all-girls thing. Leave me out of it. This is a girls' trip. Come on. I got to stay on the ground and make sure, I'm making $4 billion every minute. Huh? Katy Perry was absolutely cringe. But, okay, I will say, impressive. Very cool. Very, very impressive. Okay, to just be launched in a flight, that goes a little out of the Earth's atmosphere. I don't know how far out of the atmosphere they went. I think it was just a tip. I think it just kind of like crested up out of the Earth's atmosphere. Not even maybe. They didn't have helmets. I'm no scientist. Whatever. I think they just went up to the top of the outside of the Earth's atmosphere and then they landed. 11 minutes. Still more minutes than I would ever do. I would never fucking do that. I don't care. You know what I mean? No thanks. I'm out. But when Katy got off of that flight, holding up a daisy for her daughter, and then getting down and kissing the ground as if she was an astronaut. She's acting like she's one of the astronauts that was stuck in space for 9 months. I don't even think they got off the ship and kissed the ground. I think they just got off and were like, all right, well, never doing that again. Don't trust Elon. Writing that down. Okay. But, Katy Perry is just, she's got theater kid energy. She's just a lot. After seeing how she acted with all of this, giving an impassioned speech about how she's so full of love now. Bitch, you are a pawn for Amazon. You made a shit ton of money on this flight. Do not believe that she paid for this flight. If you believe that, you are so fucking gullible. Wake the fuck up. I'm not even like a conspiracy theorist. This is just obvious logic. Okay? Wake up. She's getting paid by Amazon. She's acting as if she did this on her own. I don't know. She's just acting like this was a much bigger deal than it was. You're working as, it's a brand deal, bitch. At this point, you're an influencer for space. It's just a brand deal. You are no better than Alex Earl or Michaela Hawking, that, whatever makeup she's doing. Kim Kardashian. If you know who I'm talking about, you'll get it. But for her to give this impassioned, oh, I just feel so much love. It's like, shut the fuck up. I'm so connected to love right now. You're connected to that motherfucking bag, bitch. And I don't get it. Get it. But please, enough with the acting. Enough. And we don't need this. It's so out of touch. It really is so out of touch. The normal person, in our society cannot afford this flight. The normal person can't afford healthcare, or housing, or rent. They can't buy a house. They can't pay rent. They can't pay for groceries. Do you think they're going to be wowed and dazzled by your 11-minute roller coaster ride to space and back? I don't think so. I think it's kind of, read the fucking room. Everyone's poor and hungry and can't get healthcare and can't get that lump diagnosed, Katy. Read the fucking room. No one gives a shit. It just pisses people off. It's a very let them eat cake moment. And I appreciate Gayle King not being so vocal about it. Gayle King did not want to do it. I'm going to give Gayle King a pass on this one. I truly do not know any of the other women that were on the flight other than Lauren Sanchez. But I'm going to give Gayle King a pass on this because absolutely she had a gun to her head. I mean, did you see her face before all the flight? That bitch looked like she had a gun to her head by someone. I mean, I don't know what it was. Her wife, Oprah, has so much money. I don't know why she did this. Unreal. But Gayle King did not want to go on that fucking ride. Gayle King looks like she'd get scared riding escalators. You know what I mean? It's amazing that she did that. Good for Gayle King. I root for her. Get that bag, Gayle. Your wife doesn't have enough. And we got to cut the shit. Like, everyone knows Oprah's gay, right? I mean, allegedly, but come on. She's been with Stedman for, 18 decades? Like, that's not real. Stedman was made in a lab to be a beard. Have you ever met a man named Stedman? No. You know why? Because they don't exist. And I don't think Stedman does either. And her and Gayle are in a very loving scissor sisters relationship. She was there. Stedman was not with Oprah to see the rocket launch. You know why? Because Stedman doesn't exist, bitch. Stedman was a holographic figure. Anytime you saw a picture of Stedman, that was just Photoshop. He's not real. Name one Stedman you know or know of other than Stedman, the Oprah's fake boyfriend. Boyfriend of years. Okay, I digress. Yeah, I will say the last thing about that whole thing is you can tell that Katy Perry, it makes so much sense now that Katy Perry was with Russell Brand. I'll say that. I'm not trying to say that Katy Perry is a sex pest like Russell Brand, but it makes so much sense after seeing Katy Perry talk about after she got off the ship or whatever it's called. I don't fucking know. Blue Origin flight model that looks like a fucking dick. You can, I was like, this makes sense. This is why these two people linked up and married. They are both equally insufferable human beings with theater kid energy and with look at me. And they're just cringy people. Russell Brand had that teased hair for a decade. Katy Perry had great music and now she's, you know, a hawk for, she's just a marketing tool for Amazon. Her last album didn't do well. She has to do this. She has a daughter to raise, a lifestyle to upkeep. But it makes so much sense why her and Russell Brand were together, and now I'm judging Orlando Bloom. Because you know when you meet a really insufferable person and you find out they're married and you're like, their partner has to be just as insufferable. You know, they have to, like, I don't think I've ever met somebody completely insufferable and then their partner be like, super cool, super great. I'm like, something's going on. It's kind of like Jen Shah from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. With her husband, Sharif. Sharif came across as like this do-good coach. He knows nothing about her crimes. And it's like, you've been married 20 years. And Jen Shah is this way. She is kind of a horrible person. So that means, Sharif, you might be a horrible person, but you're really good at acting. You're really good at portraying something else. I don't know. All right, let's get into our favorite sponsor of the show. We love him so much. It's Lucy Brown, baby. I love Lucy Brown. You know I do so much. Am I yelling? It's fine. I love Lucy Brown so much. They're my favorite coffee. Number one, my favorite coffee shop in the entire country. I can't vouch for like Australia because I've never been, but in the entire country, Lucy Brown Coffee Bar is my favorite coffee shop. It's in Lexington, Kentucky. It's queer owned, small business, fantastic coffee, fantastic vibes, very gay if you're into that shit. Go support them if you're in Lexington, Kentucky or ever in Lexington, Kentucky. Go do that. Go say hi to them. Mention me. They'll punch you. No. They have a coffee subscription. You know it. You love it. I highly recommend it. I can't tell you every week how much I love it more than I have already. Huh? Get the coffee subscription. Every single month, you get a new bag of coffee from a different roaster than the different month. I've never gotten the same bag of coffee or the same kind of coffee from the same roaster yet. And I've had this for like a year and a half now almost. Amazing. I love it. And it's all starting at just $20 a month. That's nothing, bitch. What are you doing? Go to lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow their coffee subscription button and get signed up today. Plus, if you use the code HeatherShawIsKidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. That is a big fucking deal. In this economy, in this recession, you need coffee. You need good coffee to keep you awake, and you don't need to be spending too much on it. Get the Lucy Brown Coffee subscription. Again, go to lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I. browncoffee.com, follow the coffee subscription button. And if you use Heather Shaw is Kidding, the promo code Heather Shaw is Kidding, you're going to get 10% off your first order. It's a good fucking deal. If you love coffee, you're going to love this coffee subscription. Thank you, Lucy Brown, for sponsoring the show. We love you so much. Stay gay. Well, Mickey Rourke is in a little bit of hot water, and I don't mean his face. I mean, have you seen Mickey Rourke? Have you seen Mickey Rourke's face looks like chewed up gum? Gum with a G. And also probably with a C. I mean, it is rough. He is looking rough. Mickey Rourke is, he's a creepy guy. He's not a good person. There have been horror stories for years about him. Great actor, sure. But, you know, this is where you got to separate the art and the artist. I don't know too much Mickey Rourke. I'm not a huge Rourke head. I did like Spun. He was in this really fucked up movie called Spun with Brittany Murphy. and Jason Schwartzman and some other people. It was about meth. I really like that movie, but it's just because it's so fucking crazy. John Leguizamo's in it too. Check out Spun. It's all about these meth heads. Just a day in the life almost of these meth heads. It's fucking crazy. Brittany Murphy's in it. RIP to a real one. I love her so much. But Mickey Rourke is like this guy in Spun who makes meth in a hotel room. Really creepy shit. But he was good in that, and then he was good in The Wrestler. And then beyond that, I don't really know Mickey Rourke, and I don't want to. He looks like he would do god-awful things to my body if I was sleeping, you know? But Mickey Rourke is on Celebrity Big Brother, I think, over in... Is it the UK? I don't know what Celebrity Big Brother is. I don't know if it airs in America. You know, these are not shows that I watch, because it's just... You know, the only time I watched a show where it's a bunch of washed up celebrities in a house, it was The Surreal Life. What was it? Was it The Surreal Life with Flava Flav? And yeah, it was Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen. And it was so funny. Vern Troyer was in it. Oh, my God. Tammy Faye Baker was in that. Wow. Vern Troyer was in one season and he got so drunk. He had like one bottle of beer and he got so drunk that he pissed in a houseplant and then somebody put him to bed, because it's easy to put Vern Troyer to bed. RIP to another real one. He's dead. But it was easy to put him to bed because he weighs like the size of Edie, my dog. He was like 5 pounds. So somebody, some other wash-up celebrity put him in bed, and then he just started humping all the pillows like a dog in heat. Oh, my God. It was a great show. But Mickey Rourke is on Celebrity Big Brother. He's been asked to leave. He's 72 years old. He looks fucking awful. And it's not like he looks old. He just looks like a mangled mess. Again, he looks like chewed up gum. He looks like somebody crafted him. Like he looks like he was made in clay motion. He looks like he's made out of clay. He's had a lot of work and it looks very odd. I mean, someone like that doesn't know who they are. He's an actor. He, you know, gets plastic surgery. He's 72 years old. But he's been asked to leave. I saw a clip of what happened. It's very odd. So he's in this house with like a bunch of British, like a Love Island star and like, I don't know, some other, it's a lot of British people. I don't follow British celebrities. I can barely keep up over here. But there's this one scene. So Mickey Rourke is in the house with JoJo Siwa. And I'm not going to do her voice because I almost died snoring at Jelly Roll. Fake, how do I lose weight? But you know, JoJo Siwa, come as a bitch. That one. Dream guest on my podcast. You know, that one. And I gotta say, JoJo Siwa is so Big Brother is just cameras everywhere in this house and celebrities just interacting. And there's no plot really. So they're just in the house. And, you know, with any reality TV, you kind of forget that the cameras are there after a while. You're just in the house. Imagine being in your house, and after 3 hours of being filmed, you kind of forget that the cameras are there and you're just interacting. So I gotta say, JoJo Siwa, when she's not being a ham and not being on, she is a delightful person. I wish we saw more of this JoJo Siwa. She is really chill, really cool. Seems like a really good person. This whole persona she's got online fucking sucks. Her team fucking sucks. Whoever is pushing this like obnoxious Disney adult, yelling, screeching, abomination of a gay, you know, lesbian, wrapping her car in her face, I don't think that's her. Because when she's just hanging out with other celebrities or whatever, washed up celebrities in a house when she's not having to be on, she's a delightful person. I was like, this is who they need to transition to in her celebrity set. She needs to get away from this annoying, like, baby gay bullshit and just be this person because she's really cool. It's very odd. But I saw a clip, basically, where it was very odd. It was like Mickey Rourke was just being, like, a grumpy 72-year-old, you know, loser and just be like, wow, you got a cigarette. He's asking for cigarettes. And he's talking to JoJo. And they seem to be cordial, and like JoJo's just kind of talking to him, like nah, yeah. And he's like, he made this weird comment to her about, sleeping with men or something. And she goes, "Oh, I'm into girls, or I like girls. I'm gay." And Mickey goes, "Not with me, you wouldn't be." First of all, 72 years old, right? So that's JoJo's what, 20 something, early 20s, lesbian. But beyond that, early 20s. And Mickey goes, not with me, you wouldn't be. And JoJo's like, no, I definitely would be gay. So I love that for JoJo. That's an uncomfortable thing to hear from a complete elderly man who looks like his face is melting off of his skin. But she handled it really well. You know, kind of brushed it aside, kind of tried to downplay his comments. And then Mickey Rourke goes, I'd just tie you up. Ew. Ew. He is blatantly rapey. Blatantly rapey to a child. Essentially somebody who's 50 years younger than him. That's fucking nuts. So JoJo kind of like gets up and walks away and is kind of shaken by that, you know, a little weird. And then a celebrity who I don't know, who's a very nice British guy, comes over and talks to Mickey. And at some point, Mickey still doesn't get a cigarette. So he goes, you know, knowing that JoJo's gay, he kind of looks in JoJo's direction and goes, I need a fag. Now listen. Whether you think that's completely offensive or not, my comedian brain, I don't think it's that offensive, to be honest. I think it's a bit jarring to say in the direction of a lesbian after you just told her you would just tie her up if she said no. But, you know, it's weird. It's unsettling. JoJo holds it together until Mickey, you know, basically the British guy told Mickey to fuck off. He was like, that's unacceptable. And Mickey's like, yeah, whatever. He bumbles away. And JoJo breaks out in tears. I mean, it's kind of fucked up. Because, you know, a young 20-year-old celebrity who's... I doubt she's ever really dealt with this kind of hatred from, you know, people in the industry towards her being gay. I really doubt it. She seems very surrounded by a team of yes men. She probably doesn't really have to deal with this, even though Mickey was not directly calling her a fag, but insinuating, you know, I need a fag. It was very unsettling. And Mickey Rourke just showed his old ass. And, you know, the things he was saying are very rapey. Go look up the clip on TikTok if you want. That's where I saw it. It's weird, but I gotta say the best thing to come out of this is that JoJo Siwa looks great. I mean, not like physically, like I'm not ogling a 20-something-year-old. I'm just saying she looks very, she comes out of this looking good. She handled it well. You get the sympathy because, you know, she's kind of shaken up about his comments. And she's cool. Like, she's not an obnoxious, annoying Disney adult freak lesbian. She's, like, very chill and cool. And I'm like, this is the direction she needs to go with her career. Siwa accused Rourke of being homophobic for saying he was going to vote the lesbian. Oh, yeah, and that was the other thing that happened. So then, so in Big Brother, you vote a celebrity out. I don't really know what the game is. I really don't get this show. But then at one point, Rourke goes, well, I'm just going to vote the lesbian out real quick. Right? So, like, you know, Rourke's like, if I can't stick my dick in you consensually, then what can I do with you? You know, he's just a fucking creepy old dude, right? Chewed up gum rapist loser. He's someone that you look at and you go, oh, that guy's definitely raped. Definitely. He was popular in the 80s, 90s. Oh, that guy fucking gave women trauma left and right. So JoJo accused Rourke of being homophobic for saying he was going to vote the lesbian out real quick. I mean, whatever. Here's in Mickey Rourke's defense as a 72-year-old, these comments aren't that bad. I mean, to me, it's like he's trying to be old guy funny. And like, yeah, in 1985, that probably nobody would have blinked an eye. But it's like, you know, you got to get with the times. He's living in the past, obviously. He's trying to plastic surgery his face back to relevancy. It's not working, you know. This guy comforted Siwa. I don't know who Hughes is. Who's Hughes? I'm trying to read this article and try to keep up with all the characters. There's a guy named, Chris Hughes. Chris Hughes, who I don't know who Chris Hughes is. Sorry. He was the nice British guy, though, and he comforted Siwa. She's 21 years old. Jesus fucking Christ. A spokesperson for the show said Mickey Rourke has agreed to leave the Celebrity Big Brother house this evening following a discussion with Big Brother regarding further use of inappropriate language and instances of unacceptable behavior. Yeah, so... Okay, let me read you the actual conversation because I gave you the recap of my memory. This is what happened. According to the transcript, Rourke first asked JoJo Siwa if she liked boys or girls. She replied, girls, my partner is non-binary. He then told her, if I stay longer than 4 days, you won't be gay anymore. Again, this is shit you'd hear from a guy in either the Deep South or anywhere in 1995. Okay, this is just old, dated guy shit. It's not shit you hear in 2025, really. Sometimes you do, but you're just talking to douchebags. So then JoJo responded, I can guarantee I'll still be gay and I'll still be in a very happy relationship. So that was her kind of rejecting Rourke in Rourke's head. And I think that's when he started to act out and be like, you know what? They're leaving out the tying up part. He really did say that. He said, not if I tie you up. I swear to God, look it up. So, yeah, she was very upset by that. She informed Rourke it wasn't an acceptable word. He told her, I want to apologize. I've got a habit of having a short fuse, and I don't mean nothing by it. I do mean it. Sorry. If I didn't, I wouldn't say it to you. So he did apologize, but who gives a fuck? He's creepy. He's a weird guy. He's just a weird man. If you look at his face, it's just full of filler. And he's 72. It looks very unsettling. Very, very unsettling. But shout out to JoJo. I think she's on the right track here with kind of rehabilitating her. Not that she needs a rehabilitation, but she is kind of laughingstock for a lot of people, especially in the lesbian community. You know, she's just kind of embarrassing. But good for her for holding her own against Mickey fucking Rourke. All right, last thing I wanted to talk about. Will Smith. God. Did you know that Will Smith had an album come out? Because I had no idea. I absolutely had no idea. Will Smith, new album. I'm like, is this a joke? This album is called Based on a True Story. God damn, this is fucking depressing, dude. Just Googling it is depressing. It was dropped March 28th. God damn, almost a month ago. I had no idea. I had no idea. This man, either I haven't blocked Will Smith. I just had no idea. He's not doing good promo for this album. Maybe he doesn't want to because he knows it's bad. It looks really corny. Just from the stills I saw from a music video on Google, it looks really bad. It's called Based on a True Story, and it's being absolutely torn apart by critics. Let's read some of these torn apart by critics. Well, you know, I guess this is an apology tour kind of album. It's his first full-length album since 2005, so it's 20 years. He hasn't rapped, and then he decides, well, you know, he's not getting calls back for being in movies. He slapped Chris Rock. You can't assault the host of the Oscars for making a very mild joke about your wife, who, by the way, you're not even in love with because you're gay. Sorry, I will die on the hill that Will Smith is gay, and probably Jada is too, or bi. But Will Smith likes dick, allegedly, in my head, in my opinion. In my professional opinion, with my professional gaydar, Will Smith likes dick, okay? So, sorry, you can't just get up there, slap fucking Chris Rock, and then get banned from the Oscars for however long and come out and be like, well, here's my album explaining things. Well, the album's bombing. Pitchfork published a scathing review of the project. In it, he says, the reviewer, Stephen Kearse, writes that the album is a pointless apology tour and corny. They gave it a 2.4 out of 10. It is a campaign platform devoid of perspective or style, uninterested in narrative or even spin, but always on message. Please take me back. Yeah, calling Will Smith corny now, he was always corny. It's just back in the 90s, the corny worked. You know, Miami, that was a really corny song. Welcome to Miami, I'm a Nemo, I'm a Yami, or whatever they're fucking saying. Getting jiggy with it. That's incredibly corny. Getting jiggy with it. Na, 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 na. We all dance to it, but it's incredibly corny. I don't know anybody that's bumping that, like, unironically now. He makes corny music. He's a corny rapper. That's why Eminem made fun of him. Will Smith don't gonna cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. Will Smith doesn't swear as a rapper. It's like, ugh. It's a rap version of clean comedy. Very few people can pull it off. Will Smith pulled it off in late 90s, early 2000s for a little, but like, it's not cool. When I'm listening to rap music, I want to hear some shit. You know, he's always been a little corny. But again, this is somebody who's got so much money. It's like, why don't you just fuck off? Why don't you just go and fuck men and fuck off? It's very odd. Someone else, Rolling Stone, called the project clunky, which is just another form of corny, I guess, bogged down by cringy, gospel-tinged, platitudinous rap. Jesus Christ. Oh, this is a good Michael Che joked on Weekend Update. They had a joke. Will Smith released his first album in 20 years, and ironically, this album doesn't slap. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Chris Rock's brother came out and labeled the album trash. Everyone keeps telling me to stop talking about it, but then he fucking puts it on a song, so that gives me leeway to talk about it again. Oh, he must have talked about the infamous slapping of Chris Rock at the Oscars. Jesus Christ. Let it go. Let it go, Will. You're in the wrong. Don't bring it up. Don't rehash it. I don't know what the move here is. I think the move would be to do a podcast with Chris Rock, like an interview, not a full, you know, actual podcast series, but, or, you know, do a sketch about, I don't even know if Chris Rock wants, he fucking cares to make things better with him. I wouldn't, you know, if I was a comedian and some fucking millionaire A-list actor couldn't take a fucking joke sitting front row at the fucking Oscars and slap my face in front of the entire world, I would probably just never talk to that person again. I don't need Will Smith. Will Smith needs me, you know? Chris Rock's brother Tony said, so that gives me leeway to talk about it again. The album is trash. I'm just assuming. I haven't listened to it. I refuse to listen to it. This album is probably shitty as fuck because I haven't heard anything about it other than, oh, he addresses your brother. If that's the only selling point, that's a shitty album. He's not wrong. I cannot believe he released an album and I did not know a damn thing about it. Truly, not one. You couldn't pay Katy Perry to fly in a flight and talk about your album? You really missed the mark here, Will. This is a scathing article written up about it. Last month, the actor released, he's 56 and he's rapping corny rap. Let it go, brother. Okay, last month, the actor and rapper released his latest record based on a true story, but despite his superstar status, debatable now. No one cares about Will Smith. The album only sold 268 copies in its first week in the UK. 268. That's it. Not 1,000. Not 2,600. No, 268. While it is said to have only been downloaded 36 times. Do I have to go download the Will Smith album? Nah. I'll support people. I support gay people when they come out. I don't like supporting closeted gay people. What are you doing? It's 2025. Come the, you know, he might get desperate enough. He might pull a Kevin Spacey. You know when Kevin Spacey got all those allegations against him, so then he was like, well, I'm gay. Look over there. I'm gay. Will Smith needs this album to flop, and he'll get desperate enough. I promise you this. Will Smith will get so desperate for attention that he'll finally come out of the closet. He'll leave the Church of Scientology and he'll come out of the closet. Give it 5 years, okay? Mark my words. Yeah, it's not looking good for him. If you look at the cover of the album, it is so bad, dude. It's so bad. I don't even know what this... Oh, WS is Will Smith. Based on a true story. It's him in a Philly Leatherman jacket. He's got a Philly hat. He just looks old. It looks bad, man. Please look up this album cover. Yeah, you can't go assaulting comedians. I really, you know, and acting like a bad man. You keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Keep Will Smith's music out of your fucking ears. All right, that's the episode, guys. Hope you enjoyed this one. I almost died for you. I'll never talk shit about Jelly Roll and the way he's losing weight ever again. I've learned my lesson. Thanks for sticking through and making it to the end of this episode. Reminder, I'm in St. Louis tonight at City Winery. Friday, I'm in Boston at City Winery. Next week, I'm in Napa, California for the Napa Valley Stream Fest. Get passes to that. They're cheaper than Coachella. At the end of the month, I'm in Flagstaff in Phoenix, Arizona. In May, I'm in Poughkeepsie, New York, L.A., Bristol, Tennessee, and Westchester, PA. In June, I'm in Indianapolis, Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee. I think Eau Claire is in June. I think at the end of June, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. In July, I'm in Denver, Colorado Springs. And later in the year, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Columbus, Ohio, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tickets on sale soon for Minneapolis, Batavia, Illinois, Portland, Maine, Denver, Austin, Raleigh. Get tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Come out to the shows. They're very fun. They're very unhinged. You're not going to have a bad time, I promise. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast. One word, five letters, queef. That's all I need from you. And once again, join the Patreon if you haven't. We're up to like 66, 67 bonus episodes over there. If you can't get enough of this podcast, join the Patreon. We got plenty of bonus episodes, all starting at just $3 a month. That's patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. Until next time, stay gay, all right? See ya.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.